The following is from an address by Martha Wilcox, a teacher of Christian Science. It's from her association address of 1946. This is part one of three, and it is titled, Infinite Progression is Concrete Being. Dear students, I welcome you. After passing through a period of war and world confusion, of chemicalization, of turning and overturning, we have all learned, as our leader so aptly states, quote, "He who dwelleth in eternal light is bigger than the shadow." Close quote. Today, we have gathered here to have our minds refocused, as it were, on this eternal light. As we do this, God will pour us out a blessing such as we have never before received. In the words of our leader in miscellaneous writings, we can say, quote, "Principle, instead of person, is next to our hearts, on our lips, and in our lives. Our watchwords are truth and love. And if we abide in these, they will abound in us, and we shall be one in heart, one in motive, purpose, pursuit." Close quote. The first section is titled, Infinite Progression is Concrete Being. Our lesson today is based upon the question and answer found on page 82 of Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy. To many advanced students, this is the most profound question ever asked and answered by our leader. In this question and answer, there are more than 60 words that have a close bearing upon metaphysical healing. The spiritual value of this passage, in its brilliancy, might be likened to a diamond gleaming in its facets of light. Were this question and answer studied, understood, and individualized, it would enable each one to become a, quote, "living witness to and perpetual idea of inexhaustible good." Close quote. The question is, quote, "Is there infinite progression with man after the destruction of mortal mind?" Close quote. In the answer to this question, Mrs. Eddy has set forth man in his true status as the offspring and idea of the Supreme Being, whose law is perfect and infinite. And in obedience to this law, man, as God's manifestation, is forever unfolding the endless beatitudes or boundless bliss of being. According to Mrs. Eddy's revelation of divine science, man is forever, actively and consciously, showing forth God or infinite good in the beatific experiences of exalted happiness, well-being, supreme delight, blessedness, the spiritual joy of heaven, and the, quote, "fullness of joy," close quote, on earth. The statement in this question and answer that we shall consider today is, quote, "Infinite progression is concrete being," close quote. Infinite progression is a living, conscious, advancing mode of thought, a moving forward thought. Infinite progression is the distinct and eternal qualities of mind, forever unfolding and appearing in unbroken and indivisible unity as concrete being or man. Concrete being or man is the immediate experience of reality. All the sensations and emotions pertaining to the actual things and events of our daily living. Concrete being, or man, inseparable from his maker, is this living, conscious mode of thought, forever unfolding, imparting and showing forth the endless beatitudes of God. Since the law of God is a law of infinite progression, and since man lives in obedience to this law, then it is natural and normal that the life that we are living today should be an infinite progressive experience. And since limitation, diminution, failure, and death are not qualities of God, they are not experiences of concrete being or man. Orderly unfoldment is a law of God, a law that resolves itself into newer and higher unfoldments of infinite reality. Because of this law of orderly unfoldment, it is our divine right, or our divine inheritance, to grow and unfold and ripen into higher and more complete concrete being here and now, exempt from the experience of age, decadence, or death. This law of orderly unfoldment and its evidences are not abstractions, but are visible to us as that which is substantial, essential, and definitely tangible. Through the revelation of Christian Science, we learn that there is a divine basis for everything that exists humanly. Then, there must be a divine basis for what seems to be a progressive human life. When we clearly understand the law of, quote, coincidence of the divine with the human, close quote, and the law of, quote, divinity embracing humanity, close quote, then we shall likewise understand the law that infinite progression embraces concrete being. We all know that progressive daily living is more easily affirmed than attained and verified. What is it that blinds us to the fact of our present experience of true being? Our leader tells what is blinding us. She says it is mortal mind, a mythical material sense of our present existence that blinds us to our true being. She also says that a spiritual sense of our present existence results in infinite progressive living. There are many human traits and characteristics entertained by us that cloud our vision and close the door to joyous, progressive living. And these traits and characteristics need to be uncovered in our present thinking and proved to be nothing. So-called mortal mind presents many hindrances at the door of our consciousness, such as ignorance, fear, indecision, and procrastination. Again, mortal mind presents itself as educated beliefs, as fixed views, as entrenched convictions, etc. All of these mythical sense entertainments are excess mental baggage, and it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for us to show forth concrete being in our daily living when encumbered with these mythical modes of thought. We should thoroughly examine our mentality and learn if we are guilty of staleness of thought, guilty of a lack of inspiration, or guilty of failure to progress. Newness of life, illumined growth, and uplifting joy do not come to those of us whose thought is stale or whose inspiration and progress are deadened. Newness of life and growth and joy come to those who habitually vision beyond the present state of human consciousness and dwell in the divine facts of reality.